Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Chief Economist Joseph Glauber has announced the May 31st retirement of USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Jerry Bangy and the appointment of Seth Meyer as Acting Board Chair. Meyer is currently a senior economist in the Office of the Chief Economist and will assume his new duties on June the 1st. Bangy was responsible for the monthly forecasts of the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report and the Joint Agricultural Weather Facility. Meyer was an economist in the Economic and Social Development Department at the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization prior to joining USDA. The Labor Department today says that the producer price index rose a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in April from a month earlier. The report suggests inflation may be picking up from historically low levels. From a year earlier, overall producer prices were up 2.1% in April. That's the biggest annual jump since March of 2012. A measure of prices for finished goods climbed 0.6% from a month ago. Higher food prices drove the increase. An 8.4% jump in meat prices, the biggest in a decade, accounted for more than one-third of the rise in overall goods prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,659. It's down 55 points. The NASDAQ, 41.17, down 13. The S&P 500 is trading at 1892, and it is down almost 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Another wave of rain will be moving through the Midwest today and tomorrow, and that's not likely to prevent much field work from occurring in quite a few areas from the Mississippi River eastward. The precipitation is expected to be locally moderate, and we'll probably see very little opportunity for getting back into the fields until we get into the end of the week and into the weekend. The disturbance that's responsible for all this will be chased by some cooler weather again, so the temperatures will be even cooler yet as we move forward into the end of the work week and during the weekend. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s, which is well below average for this time of the year. Normals should be up around the lower 70s in parts of the lower Midwest and upper 60s to near 70 in the north, so those temperatures will be well below average. We'll expect to see the coolness beginning to abate as we go forward into the weekend and on into next week. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build up across portions of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi River basin. As it does evolve, two things will likely take place. Number one, we'll see less precipitation for a little while. Number two, it'll turn quite a bit warmer. Temperatures will likely rise above average over a big part of the plains and the western and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we move forward into the latter half of next week and into the following weekend. The second thing that will take place is that we'll probably see the precipitation events that occur becoming more limited to the north and eastern portions of the Midwest, and that will help to bring on better field working opportunities in some of the areas in the south and west, but some of those areas have already been somewhat dry, so we're going to continue to monitor those areas. This fits very well with the long-range outlook we released for the summer. If you recall, we suggested that the southern plains and the southwestern Corn Belt as well as the Delta would all be struggling with dryness at some point during the summer season. Certainly the scenario that's being set up right now suggests that maybe that's the direction we're moving in, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. We will expect the near-term forecast to be favorable for farming in general. There should be a good mix of rain and sunshine as well as enough soil moisture in the ground to continue supporting crops in a favorable manner. Tomorrow morning, though, and again on Friday morning, we may have to deal with some frost and freezes in the upper Midwest. This is raised some concerns concern for some producers and traders out there today, but it looks as though most of the emerged crop isn't going to be far enough advanced to be seriously impacted by those temperatures, which will get into the upper 20s and 30s across the upper parts of the region. We won't expect to see any threatening cold occurring in the southern parts of the western Corn Belt or anywhere in the eastern parts of the Midwest, although the temperatures will be rather chilly. Afternoon highs will be mostly in the 50s and lower 60s here today, as well as tomorrow, as well as Friday, and on into Saturday. It won't be until sometime Sunday that we start seeing temperatures rebounding back to a more normal range of 60s and lower 70s. And then after that, we may actually see temperatures work their way back into some 70 and 80 degree readings as we get to midweek next week. A warm front and associated low pressure system are expected to evolve across parts of the northern plains this weekend. That frontal system and the associated precipitation will work its way across the upper parts of the Midwest as we finish out the weekend and move into Monday. And some of that precipitation will then work its way through the Great Lakes region and down into the eastern portions of the Midwest. So these are the times that we'll probably see rain and thunderstorms returning to quite a few areas. The precipitation that occurs during that period of time will be highly varied, probably most significant though in the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll expect the lower portions of the Midwest to see a very limited amount of rainfall after we get done with the current storm system that pushes through the region here over the next 2 days. Any other precipitation that occurs during the Friday through Monday period will likely be just random showers in the south without having much meaning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 812, down 12 and 3 quarters. Soft July, 692 and 3 quarters, down 16 and a half. May corn is 498 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a half. July, 497 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. September, 492 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. And December at 490 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1499, down 3 and a quarter. July, 1483, down 3 quarters. November, 1219, unchanged. May soybean meal, 491, down 670. July, 48210, down 260. July soybean oil, 4164, up 43. June live cattle, 137.45, up 45. May feeders, 185.37 and a half, up 65. And May lean hogs, 112.47 and a half, and they are up 7 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, grains go off the board today, but I don't think there's going to be a whole lot there today, do you?
No, we're kind of hoping that we'd see the corn go off the board above $5 and beans above $15, but right at this minute it doesn't look like that's very likely.
Well, there was a lot of pent-up bearish attitude, bearish want, bearish desire going into the report last week. And I find it interesting that the bears have not been able, since the report came out, to really push the market down below suspected support levels.
You know, I think that's a fantastic observation. And one of the takeaways that we did from last Friday's report is look at how optimistic the USDA is on production prospects for this year and the accuracy in years past. When you look at a 165 national average yield and a 44-45 bushel bean yield, you know, that's pretty tall. And you also look at the prognostications of last year when they were touting, you know, that 2 billion bushel carryout, and then we find ourselves at a 1.1 billion bushel carryout now. The accuracy leaves us very vulnerable to errors. And going forward, you know, we think realistically the May estimates right now are probably pie in the sky numbers. Mother Nature is going to be the card holder or the one that dishes out the end results, and it's a long way from being made.
So that doesn't preclude us going down and trying 450, 475, but you get the idea that based off those yield numbers, it's not going to stay there.
Yeah, we're just dialing in the trades wise to the idea that these numbers are fairly optimistic. And realistically, the demand has outstripped expectations for the last year or 18 months. And when you look at lower price forecasts going forward for both corn and beans, that typically in, you know, common knowledge or common sense says lower prices stimulates demand, doesn't ration demand. So to trim demand prospects for the next year is not a practical assumption given the lower prices we're expected to see.
No, I think throughout the year they'll ratchet that back up some.
Certainly.
So if you're a producer and haven't done a whole lot of hedging, and there's a lot of them they haven't for new crop yet, what do you do?
We continue to push sales. I don't think we've talked anybody out of making value-based sales probably for 6 or 8 weeks. Realistically, going forward, I think trying to get some cash sales made, maybe get some put spot. If you're aggressively sold in the cash, we are looking at some re-ownership, especially if we get down to those lower levels that you talked about earlier. But realistically, we think the demand prospects are going to improve. The yield expectations are probably going to deteriorate, and the upside's going to open up over time. But right this minute, I think the trade is range-bound and defensive.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn is 498 down 4 3/4. December 490 3/4 down 4 1/4. July soybeans 1483 down 3/4. November 1219 3/4 up 3/4. July soybean meal 481.80 is down 290. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.